Newstalk ZB, it is now 28 to 7. David Lewis is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner in New Zealand for 2013, and you can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statements, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, milfordkiwisaver1word.co.nz, or you can call Milford direct 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. David Lewis from Milford Asset Management is with us once again. David, thank you for your time and your expertise. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
David, let's talk about solid energy. What do you make of the latest?
Right, yeah. So we had, as everyone would have heard, last Tuesday we had an announcement from the government of $130 million in new funding for the company, so an effective bailout to keep the company with the liquidity to finance its operations in the short term. And then the most recent news we got was Friday at the end of last week when the company released its partial financial results for the year to June 2013. So this really was some basic financial information about how it performed in that year. We still haven't got the full audited account that will give us a lot more detail around its situation.
But David, how bad were these financial results in your view?
Yeah, that's a good question. We knew they were going to be bad. The question was how bad. And what we saw was that their revenues were down 35% in the year to June 2013 versus the prior year, which was slightly worse than we had expected. The net loss the company made at the bottom line was a loss of $335 million, which compared to a loss of $40 million the year before. Again, that was a weaker outcome than we'd hoped for. Now, a lot of that loss was driven by impairments, which is write-downs of investment the company had made previously. But even if we exclude those and look, for example, at their operating cash flow, we can see that was negative for the year and almost $200 million worse than in 2012. So if we take all that together, it does paint a picture of a very weak financial performance for the company in the past year, an inability to pay the debts that had mounted, and hence the need for the injection of government funds and the bank write-down that was announced a week ago.
Is the company now on a stable financial footing, I guess, and has its debt position and over-leveraged balance sheet been dealt with sustainably? What do you see?
Well, last week's announcements, they saw the combination of a reduction in its bank debt of around $75 million, but then the provision of new lending from the government of between $100 and $130 million. And those measures are certainly very good for the company in the short term. It gives Solid Energy the cash flow to keep it alive for a time, certainly for the next year or two. However, the overall debt level at the company is still quite high. We estimate that after the bailout, it's still carrying up to $380 million in debt. So the company will have to get back to a much better level of profitability in order to pay the interest on that debt. And, of course, to reduce that debt balance over time, which would enable Solid Energy to get on a more secure footing for the medium term.
So what is Solid Energy doing to correct its business and get it back to profitability then, David?
A number of steps. They're looking to cut back some of their higher risk and more expensive projects. For example, at a project in Huntly, they were trying to turn coal to gas underground. They were trying to cut back what they're doing in biodiesel, which is a form of renewable energy. And they've also cut back some of the operations in the west coast of the South Island around Westport and Greymouth. And in doing so, for example, they've cut their capital expenditure by over $108 million last year, so the CapEx budget is much lower. But as a general comment, I mean, there's still not a great picture we're getting from the company in terms of what the exact plans are to run the business going forward. So we're still looking forward to further information from the new management as to how exactly they're going to steady the ship.
What about the outlook for the company over the rest of the year and into 2014 then?
Well, it still depends a lot on coal prices and the New Zealand dollar. Both of those are outside of their direct control. At Milford, we think coal prices will be going slightly higher and the New Zealand dollar is going to remain pretty strong. So they're not going to get be getting any significant easy wins on that front. So it is going to be important to continue to focus on their costs and their core coal operations in New Zealand.
Right.
But I do think with everything they've done so far, you know, they've taken out a lot of expense already and cut some of the peripheral investments. So we do think they're probably past the worst.
The government was going to float Solid Energy along with those other utility companies. It's on hold. What do you think? What are the possibly a float down the line in the future, do you think?
If they do, it's a long way off. It's going to take a while for the company to get back to health. It's going to take a while to cut the still reasonably high debt load that I mentioned. So that's something that I think is on ice for probably at least 2 years.
Right. Lessons for the government?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think, firstly, it's hard for Treasury and ministers to monitor SOEs, but at times it's hard for them to control the management as they're so far from the day-to-day operation. But that's a really important part of the state-owned enterprise model. So, you know, what we need is for the government to ensure that the boards of its SOEs are strong, experienced, and really able to control the executive management. Of course, this is what they're trying to do across, you know, all the various SOEs, so it actually comes down to executing that properly.
Right, and what happens next then, David?
Well, there's a vote from the banks and the bondholders that will happen by the end of this month, which is to agree the restructuring of its bank debt and its bonds. And then we're also awaiting the audited full-year financial accounts for the year to June, which will get tabled in Parliament over the next week or two. We don't know the exact date, but it'll once that's happened, they'll be released publicly and we'll get a better idea as to exactly how the company's performing.
David, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. That is David Lewis, Milford Asset Management, Milford, KiwiSaver.co.nz or Milford on 0800 662 345.